The fight at CCSF comes at a time of rising living costs in the Bay Area, especially the cost of housing. It can be hard to take stock of it all, but one project is working to make the housing crisis more visible and measurable. The Anti-Eviction Mapping Project doesn't just crunch numbers, it documents the stories behind those numbers. After 2 years in San Francisco, they're now collaborating with groups in Oakland, Fremont, Alameda, and Berkeley. KALW's Melanie Young was there when the project got underway in 2013. She'll tell us what anti-eviction mapping is all about.
Evictions in San Francisco peaked in 2014, with nearly 2,100 notices served in 1 year. That's when Stanford University partnered with the Anti-Eviction Mapping Project and started training students to document displacement stories.
And then in the next section, we're going to have a workshop just on visualization and storytelling with maps.
Patricia Carbajales leads the training.
Very easy to use, powerful stories that you can create with it.
Click where someone was evicted, and their story and slideshow will pop up. Urban studies students such as Natasha Weiss go out to get the interviews that populate the map.
Can you remember the moment you were informed you were being evicted?
Weiss is talking with Rick Gerharder, who lost his apartment in San Francisco's Bernal Heights. He's originally from South Dakota and moved here in 1977 in search of a supportive community where he could come out as gay. A few years ago, his landlord decided to sell his building and wanted the tenants out.
You know, we protested. It went on for several months. Anyway, Elmer, my roommate, got diagnosed with HIV during this whole period. You know, it couldn't have helped but hasten his death, all the stress involved with that.
When the interview is done, Weiss brings it back to the lab, edits it, and uploads it to the map, which is called the Narratives of Displacement.
My name is Nancy Hernandez.
Michael Barron.
Yasmin Golan. I've lived in the Bay Area about 17 years.
It's turned into a place for the wealthy.
You got the right to evict us.
I really felt like the mission was home.
The Anti-Eviction Mapping Project started in 2013. Their first project portrayed Ellis Act evictions as exploding dots. The more units in the building, the bigger the explosion.
We really wanted to make visible what the accumulation of evictions over time looks like.
Erin McElroy is the founder of the project.
I think it's one thing to maybe know, like, oh, a few people in this neighborhood were evicted over the last couple of months. But when you actually see that in an accumulations, it appears really different. And you can also begin to see what neighborhoods are being hit the hardest. And we wanted to show that.
The map begins in 1997, at the start of the first dot-com boom. Initially, just a few dots pop up here and there. But soon, the dots begin to spread all across the city. And by the end of 2013, San Francisco resembles a face covered by erupting sores.
So where's the Dirty Dozen stuff?
It's on antievictionmap.squarespace.com.
At the San Francisco Tenants Union, six men and women are at their laptops, combing through the city's online databases. They're working on another map that will show who the city's top 12 evictors are. They hunt down where they work and who they do business with.
So here's one way that's really interesting. I'm in the Bureau of Real Estate. You know, I found the employing broker, the license ID, up over there. And here is a list of everybody who works with all the work. So do we have these names?
Once they've dug up the facts, they work on design. Buildings owned by landlords who have used the Ellis Act multiple times are identified with bright orange circles. When you click on a circle, the landlord's name and corporate affiliation appear. Go deeper, and more information about the landlord pops up.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Ooh, awesome.
I know. It's interesting. I wonder if
back at Stanford's Geospatial Center, the urban studies students are setting up accounts on several social media sites for their map. Jordan Carroll notes the irony of their work.
The tech companies like Facebook and stuff that are displacing the people, but we're using those services to help create this map.
Carroll says he'll be thinking about the tenants' stories when he faces upcoming choices.
I mean, like, I'll be graduating in, like, just over a year and, like, looking for a place to live. And I think, like, when I do find, like, a neighborhood to live in, I'll be more conscientious of that process and, you know, try to get to know the neighborhood more and be, like, an active community member rather than, like, a passive, just like moving to like wherever is the cool place to move to, and not really thinking about it.
Well, not necessarily. If we put in another sheet, right?
This map may be pretty modern, but its purpose is an old one. It helps people who feel powerless realize they're not alone, and then brings them together to challenge what's happening. And now that power is coming to the East Bay. For Cross Currents, I'm Melanie Young.